This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means. Family, we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for Jesus. And I have an African from Uganda. His name is Apostle Ronald Sally, and some of the things that he has seen and done are on the same level as what we read about in the book of Acts. And on yesterday's broadcast, I'll get a lot of people upset with me, Ronnie, if I don't go back to this story. You were praying in unknown tongues, and you got a witch upset with you. Because they literally, as you explained from people that have come out of witchcraft in Africa, they can see the flames of fire, the Holy Spirit over you. So they went after you, you had a vision or a word from God that this was going to happen, and all of a sudden, suddenly, you saw a witch floating in the air going after you. Did this person look like a witch?
Yeah, this person was exactly looking like this type of witches, because this type of witches, what they do, they just wear, they move around in the late hours when these forces come on them, when they're doing their enchantments and they're doing all their duties in the night, you know. Some of them are nude. Now, this witch was completely nude and was floating up off the ground like 5 feet, and was ready to come and catch and take me for cannibal, you know.
And, cannibalize you.
Yeah, cannibalize me, you know, to eat me up. And I remember this was a real battle. Now, this is between death and life. This is where you need really to know how to trust in God and release his fire and power to consume the devil. Then I remembered that Christ in me is greater than the devil that is in this witch. And even if he's floating up 5 foot from the ground, that does not scare me, because Christ is greater than this witch who's floating using demonic power. So I stretch my hand. Now here, as I'm stretching my hand, my body is feeling the demonic power trying to kill me, you know, suffocating me and making me lose balance. I stretch my hand, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I was so violent. The sound, the volume of my roar was so loud that, I mean, it would literally shake. I mean, it was so strong. I roared back and said, in the name of Jesus, change your direction now. This witch fell down and ran, took the opposite direction and ran for life.
You can't be afraid of the devil or the demonic when you see that type of power in the name of Jesus, can you?
And in fact, after seeing the type of power God demonstrated from that, you cannot be afraid of the devil, because the devil vanishes. In fact, he flees. Running in fear, they vanish from the power of Jesus. That's why when you're praying and in the name of Jesus and you're dealing with the situation, believe, because when you pray, things happen in the spirit.
Now, I want to understand how you got to be such a powerful vessel of the Lord. When you were 13 years of age, you heard the audible voice of God. What happened?
Yes, I remember I was going to church, and this was in Uganda, and was going to church in Rubaga, and it was around in the afternoon, and as I was walking just alone in the street, a few people scattered, because that moment many people are not, the weather is too hot, many people are not walking around, so I was walking, and people were scattered on this road I was walking through, this a side road, I mean, and then the bush on this side and bush the other side, it's kind of jungle, and I was going to church, and I heard a voice calling my name, Ronnie. Now, people call me Ronald, but at home they call me Ronnie. That's my home name, you know, they call me Ronnie. So for somebody to call me that name must be either staying in the house or closely related to us. But this voice was not sounding like anyone I know. This voice was, I never had a voice like this before, and I never had the peace that was coming in this voice, the peace, the almighty, the splendor, majesty, the power, and it was coming from above, from every corner. I mean, the voice of the almighty is coming from every corner, so I didn't know where to go, because I thought maybe I should go this way, but everywhere the voice was coming from, then it called me again, Ronnie. And I didn't answer because I was afraid, you know, because of I was still 13 years of age, you know, not yet so much in the things of God, but I was still so thirsty and hungry for God as I was still getting to know God.
Well, a few years later, you had quite an experience with the Holy Spirit, and then miracles started happening. Tell me what happened in 1990 with the Holy Spirit.
Now, I remember, after that voice had called me and I went in 1990, I began to seek God because I told him, you called me, I didn't answer last time, but now I'm ready to answer you. I'm ready to answer you.
So God will give you a second chance.
Yeah, God will give you a second chance. God is very good. That's why no one can be like God, because he says, return to me and I'll return to you. So now this time I went desperate. I said, Lord, I want you. I'm desperate for you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And this was 1990. And things happened. And the Holy Spirit came upon me. Immediately, things turned around. I began to experience the miraculous in action.
When the Holy Spirit came on you, describe what occurred.
When the Holy Spirit came upon me, there was a preacher who had come from Congo. And he was preaching about the Holy Spirit. And said, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, come forward, I pray for you. So we went forward and he laid hands on me. I remember I said, Father, this is the promise you promised to me. You know, I didn't care about other people. I was focused, you know. God deals with the individual. He doesn't deal with multitudes. He deals with the individual. I said, now I want my portion. I said, seriously, I must receive the Holy Spirit today. So when this man laid hands on me and prayed, immediately the presence of God came upon me in a strange way. And the peace came. The river began to flow. I began to speak in a heavenly language.
How did you feel?
Oh, it feels so peaceful. It feels so wonderful. It feels so tremendous. You feel peace. You feel joy.
You said a river. What do you mean by that?
A river is deep in your heart. You begin to feel you're floating, you know. You're not in a dry place. You begin to feel like you're swimming in a river, you know. The passion you feel, the joy you feel, the presence. Something is deep. It's unexplainable, but it's just like you're floating in a river. You're swimming in a river, you know.
That's when the real passion for the Lord started in your life. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's when the real passion started in my life. And from that time, never quenched, and will never be quenched.
Now, you started seeing miracles. Tell me about a few that you saw after that time.
After that time, I remember we went to a crusade. And this crusade, the pastor preached, and one day of this crusade, which was a Saturday, he never came to preach because he had left the nation and gone to another nation. And the church team didn't come, and I was new in this ministry. So there was no one to preach, and people had come to the crusade to receive miracles and healing and salvation. So I stood up on this crusade and I began to preach. I preached a sermon for about 10 minutes about Jesus with so many hallelujahs. But what I kept on saying that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he performs miracles. Yesterday, he'll perform them today and perform them forever. He saved yesterday, he'll save you today and forever. I just kept on repeating myself and saying hallelujah. You know, when you're nervous, you're speaking to a crowd and talking about power and miracles. And you've never seen the thing before. You get my point. So, but I was so much confident in God because of the Holy Spirit that I didn't look at the excellence of my speech, but I looked at the power that was going to be demonstrated. And faith was released in the heart of people because the Spirit of God convicted them. Then I told all people who were sick to come forward. They came forward. I began to lay hands on them. One lady had bad vision. She could see one figure multiplied in four. She was healed. Another man had a paralyzed arm. It was healed. Another one had a deaf ear. Was healed. Many miracles began to happen like that.
You have so much faith, and it's almost a childlike faith. I imagine it is a gift of God, and yet is there anything we can do to develop our faith like you've developed your faith?
Yes. The first thing we need to do is to learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit. Many times when you want to move in the power of God, you have to yield to the Holy Spirit because that's the way you can start up your faith. The second thing is when you pray for somebody, let your mind not say, what if he's not healed? What will happen to me? Because that will always come to your mind. What if he's not healed? What will happen? I'll be ashamed. This is what you should say. What if he's healed? Then God will take the glory. Because when you pray, you are submitting that situation to God, then allowing him to come in and move and touch that person. So it's not your strength, but the strength that cometh and released by faith in Jesus. That's the only way you can start up and increase the level of your faith, by knowing that when you pray, something must happen, because the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, you shall open.
Do you see as many prayers for people when you pray in America as you do in Africa? As many answers to prayer?
Oh, praise the Lord. That's a very good question. What I'm going to say is that, yes, but not as in Africa, because in Africa, it happens so massively because I can't count them. I cannot even tell some of them. There's so many that you don't even get to know until maybe when you come back for another crusade. You know, they happen so rapidly. They even happen in the houses which are near the area where you're preaching, because of how people respond in America. They do happen, but I mean, you have to do a lot of teaching and a lot of explanation, and then you have to watch time.
Ronnie, we're going to have some miracles this week. I can tell you, he moves in very specific words of knowledge, and I'm going to cut him loose sometime during this week, and watch out, devil. And as a matter of fact, just before we did these interviews, we did a one-hour special audio cassette in which Pastor Ronnie Solly starts teaching and on deliverance and praying the most powerful prayer for deliverance. People that have been involved in homosexuality, had witchcraft curses put on them, are addicted to pornography or to drugs, or been involved in the New Age, or just tormented and have oppression and depression and have curses on their life, generational curses on their finances, on their marriage, with their children, with their health, addictions of all kind. I mean, some of these curses go back four generations. And he moves in this tape in specific words of knowledge. He breaks all curses, and then he prays that you be filled with the Spirit of God. We're asking $12, postage paid, for the special cassette by Ron Solly.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Or call our order only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.